How did a little kindness land this man a big job?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
According to a legend, a hotel night clerk befriended a tired elderly couple who couldn't find lodging for the night. The clerk gave them the last room in the hotel, his room. Not a nice one, but it was all he could offer. The next morning, the elderly couple invited the clerk to breakfast. They told him that his kindness in giving them his room moved them to build a hotel and put him in charge. The elderly couple then built the Waldorf Astoria. Kindness begets kindness. That also happened to Paul. On his way to Rome, he with others was shipwrecked on the island of Malta. The island people were very kind to them. They even built a fire to keep them warm. We read in Acts chapter 28 that the father of the chief official was sick with fever and dysentery. Paul went in, prayed for him, laid his hands on him, he healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island came, and Paul healed them too. As a result of Paul's kindness, Luke says, we were showered with honors, and when the time came to sail, people supplied us with everything we would need for the trip. Kindness begets kindness. It's both a human and Christ-centered thing to do. It's why the apostle told the Ephesian believers, Ephesians chapter 4, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.